Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, happy Halloween weekend, and because I live in Nevada, happy Nevada Day weekend, which is great because the kids get off on Halloween, which means I don't know if they're off on Monday. Anyway, Halloween's always rough when you have it during the work week because how do you stay up at night and, you know, go trick-or-treating? But, which I am not sanctioning that as a doctor, but some people do trick-or-drink when they're grown-ups. But for the little kiddies, trick-or-treating, they like to do it at night, and then they like to eat the candy, and then they have a little sugar coma thing. So it's really nice when you have Halloween on a weekend. Last year was on a Saturday night, so this year it's on a Sunday night. And the same night that the Cowboys are playing. So we got a lot to talk about. We're going to talk about some safety tips. We're going to talk about a woman who ripped off, I think, her cornea because she was wearing some Halloween contacts. We're going to talk about that flight that had to get diverted because a passenger punched a flight attendant, and it turns out it was because of the mask mandate. Again, why are we putting our employees at risk when they aren't officers and they can't, you know, enforce the law? Well, maybe the reason why the government is basically deputizing employers and their employees is because there are a lot of cops and law enforcement that are going to be leaving, especially with mandates. We're being told that NYC's vaccine mandate deadline is today, and 22% of cops, 35% of firefighters don't have the vaccine, 20% paramedics declining the vaccine. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens in Nevada. Before, though, we get into anything more, obviously your questions and your comments are the most important. We're going to get to those. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're also going to talk about Aaron Rodgers. He got some hits yesterday, but he was able to knock out the undefeated Cardinals. We'll talk about that. But one thing that I found fascinating is I ordered a package from Amazon. I love Amazon in terms of the ease, in terms of, you know, my being able to get a product the next day. And I ordered a makeup remover. And my husband, when he came to the office, because we have things come to the office, said it was sitting outside. And my Amazon package was in something like this, sitting outside. Now, this is a Walmart bag. And what I bought, these are little makeup remover things. I got the generic ones. Okay. These are fantastic, especially with the amount of makeup I put on. But it was in a Walmart bag. And so I put online, I'm like, what the hell is going on? Is Amazon buying my stuff from Walmart because it's sitting out there in the Long Beach Harbor? And I posted, and I didn't say what the hell. I just kind of made a joke about it on Twitter. And what was so amazing is Amazon wrote back. We're talking within a minute. And let me give you their response. I have to admit, they're on it. Amazon Help wrote, so what I wrote is, hold on a second, because I want to give you guys the full story. I'm pulling up my Twitter now. Oh, it's so hard to pull up your own tweets on Twitter. It's almost like they don't want to, you know, here. I go weird, and I posted a picture. My package from Amazon was outside this AM in a Walmart bag. Do we have a box shortage now, or is Amazon shopping at Walmart for my stuff? So I figured maybe Amazon ran out of boxes. Maybe there's such a supply shortage that Amazon had to run to Walmart. And they answered back. They said, oh, no. We're terribly sorry to hear this. I want to help any way we can to better assist you. Can you tell us whether this item was sold and shipped by Amazon or a third-party seller? And then they said you could locate this information here, and they gave me a link. Now, I don't have my password to Amazon, except I think, so it's only on one computer. So I have to go to that one computer because I don't know my Amazon password, so I can't check it now. But that would make a heck of a lot of sense that other people are selling on Amazon, and maybe they just ran to Walmart to get the product and then bring it to me. Which is interesting. So I thanked Amazon, said they were the bomb. They said, awesome, please keep us updated. We're here to help any way we can, signed Rhonda. So, wow. Okay, I mean, I've dealt with corporations. I have dealt with customer service hotlines. Nobody has ever gotten back to me. I didn't even call Amazon. All I had to do was add them to a tweet. But I do find it fascinating that Amazon's success might be based on somebody having access to Walmart, but not even boxed in a Walmart bag. And I use these bags because of poo-poo. When the dog poo-poos, I pick it up in this bag. You can invert it, grab it, this, and it's not sterile. You obviously want to wash your hand, but this is what I pick up the dog poo-poo in. So I want to save this bag because, man, my dog poo-poos a lot when we take her for a walk. Yeah, I hate when people leave the poo-poo. There's, like, poo-poo in my yard. I'm like, really? You couldn't pick it up? Well, it was dark. I didn't know if they did it. Yeah, you could tell. The way the dog stands, you could tell the dog is potting. People get lazy. But anyway, so I clean up the poo-poo. I'm a good dog owner. But I find it fascinating that I mean, one, I'm a fan of Amazon in this respect. All right, one, I wasn't a fan because I thought they were putting a whole bunch of people out of business, and I think they have. But on the flip side, other people are making money on Amazon. I'm able to sell my books on Amazon. So that means somebody who's trying to feed his family has some sort of third-party commerce platform on Amazon, either had extra Walmart bags or ran to Walmart, and they made money. I don't mind. I don't mind that it was some random person that went to Walmart and bought that. I mean, I do feel odd. I'm like, I would have gone to Walmart myself. But, you know, I think we're going to see box shortages. I think we're going to see people, you know, you get products from wherever they can to supply it to you. But the one thing I hope I don't see is any more lack of customer service from all these other places. What Amazon did topped even the best decade of customer service I've ever seen. But right now, what I've seen in terms of, restaurants and retail, is the customer service is horrible because there is nobody on customer service. So very interesting stuff. And how long is it going to take me to use this? Well, with the amount of makeup I put on, 2 days. 2 days. 1-877 Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
This report is brought to you by Cigna. Medicare's annual election period, or AEP, begins October 15th. It allows most people who qualify for Medicare to choose or change their plans. And for those age 65 and older who worry about exposure to COVID-19, there are ways to shop for the best plan without leaving their homes. Gary Culp is a Medicare Advantage expert and chief growth officer at Cigna.
Every fall, Medicare beneficiaries can shop for health benefits that fit their needs for the next year. This is the one time each year when most people who qualify for Medicare can choose or change their plans. They may be able to lower costs, expand their coverage, or both. As the global pandemic continues, it is critical to have comprehensive coverage to stay as healthy as possible all year. There are ways to shop during the annual election period, or AEP, without leaving home. Go online to Medicare.gov or call individual plans to learn more. Several types of coverage are available, so make sure to understand your options and ask plenty of questions.
For more information, visit Cigna.com/Medicare.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We got Sam calling from Maryland. Hey, Sam, how you doing?
Excellent, excellent. How are you today?
Great, great. What's going on?
I have the answer to the Walmart mystery. If you want to know,
yes.
When you generally buy things from from Amazon, it's called FBA, fulfillment by Amazon. And people can take their products there, and Amazon will do it, or sometimes Amazon stocks it. But in your case, I've had it before. I've got Walmart boxes, and I'm like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
And what it is, basically, it is a guy, like you said, it's making a living. What he has is a Walmart account, and I think it's $30 a month. They have their equivalent. You know, you buy this stuff, and they deliver it in one day. But all you do is, Doc, they ordered makeup pads. This guy fulfilled the order. He went to Walmart, and instead of saying, ship makeup pads to my house, he shipped them to your place. And then so basically you're going to make like $1 or $2 or $3 or $5 on each of the items. But I mean, if you do 100 a day, you can feed your family. So that's the thing.
Wow.
I was actually looking into it. That's how I know it.
I think it's a great idea. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, all you have to do is, it takes, so the order pops in, ding, okay, Doc Dolly wants makeup pads. He goes to Walmart, looks it up, and then goes click, add to cart, and you already paid him and all that kind of deal, and then he just goes into change shipping address to here, so everything, and then the next order was food he shipped it to my house. It's just some dude sitting in his house, or a girl, or it might be a 10-year-old kid. I don't know. So.
Right. Which I support. I mean, I think that's cool, because again, if they're making money and it's an honest living, I'd rather they do that than not work. So that's okay. That's very cool. That's awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Thank you, Sam, for calling in. We appreciate it.
Thank you. And I love your show. I love it. Listen to. Hey, thank you.
Thank you, Sam, so much. Thank you. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. So I'm sure there's a term for it. I think Sam might have said, where if you don't own a business and you don't own the retail, there's a way where you could use these marketplaces online to run your business. And Amazon appears to give people that platform. I heard about the book platform from another radio host. They had written a book, and I was like, well, guys, writing a book is so expensive. You got to put a lot of money out. You got to get a publisher. You have to pay a literary agent. You have to then purchase all these books. You have to store them. You have to then go and ship out the books. And I don't know if you've noticed, I have about 10 books out, and it's because I do them through Amazon. I wrote the book myself. I didn't use a ghostwriter. I wrote the book. Amazon allows you to they have a cover editor where they help you with the covers. You could use some of their royalty-free covers, or you could upload your own cover, and then they make sure it, you know, fits in the margins, things like that. And sometimes you do have to go back and forth with some editing. But then I don't have to be stocking the books. If you buy my book, I don't have to run, you know, to a post office, package it, and send it to you. Amazon does. You order the book from Amazon, Amazon sends it to you. Now, Amazon takes a big, big chunk of the profits. Amazon takes about 60%, 60, 70%. So you really make pennies on the dollar with your book. But that's fine. I didn't write the books to make money. I wrote the books to write the books, to have that intellectual property, to, you know, share that information. I'm not looking to make it rich with my books. Trust me, you guys all know my grammar. I have horrible grammar. I'm just not very, adept at that. I have a lot of books for students. These are things I taught students. When I heard that somebody might be stealing my idea and stealing it as their own, I published a book, copywrote it, so that wouldn't happen. And so Amazon kind of allows me to do that. You know, it's a rough time right now for people, and I had spoken to you guys about how Uber and Lyft grew out of the Great Recession. And even though maybe the idea started before that, but the idea that somebody who didn't have a job, that was forced out of a job, now this was during the recession, now jobs are there and people don't want them, but during the recession, people wanted to work. They were kicked out of their job, so they wanted to do things that I guess were only you had to be licensed for. You can't just pick somebody up and drive them. Hitchhiking laws prohibit that. So Uber and Lyft grew out of that, allowing people to be able to per diem, or I forget what the word is, where in medicine we call it per diem, where you just do a job, you know, as you want. You don't have to necessarily have a set shift, a non-committing shift. You work as needed, and it just grew a whole new industry, and so many people make money. So many people, they have jobs, and then a side job is the Uber business that they do. And then you have Uber Eats. is where somebody is picking up the food for you. It's, you know, these are incredible, very creative ways for people to still be out there in the workforce. Then I think California wanted to pass laws where Uber drivers got benefits and had to be given full-time shifts. I don't know what happened. And then I think it started to destroy the model because many people like the idea of let me, you know, choose my own schedule. Let me, you know, let me choose. People like choice. So it's fascinating. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. People without a choice appears to be New York City workers. So the mandate deadline for their vaccine expires Monday. 22% of cops, 35% of firefighters, and 20% of EMS have not received their shot. So this is being reported by Daily Mail. The NY Fire Department said it could see up to 40% of firehouses shut down and up to 150 fewer ambulances a day. I told you guys this is why mandates are a bad idea. And many of you want to argue with me saying we need to protect the public. The mandates protect the public to a degree, but it also puts the public at risk. It puts the public at risk, one, by firing your essential workers. It puts the public at risk by two, people being, you know, a criminal and using fake vaccine cards and rushing to get fake vaccine cards so they can, you know, show proof that they were, quote unquote, vaccinated. It gives vaccinated people a false sense of security. I could walk into a restaurant and I could eat, whereas that other person that didn't get a vaccine, he has to leave. Meanwhile, that person that got kicked out might have a hell of a lot of natural immunity because they've been a firefighter or a hospital worker or an EMS that worked throughout the pandemic. And here you are getting exposed to COVID as vaccinated people do, and you could get sick from COVID as vaccinated people do. So Mayor Bill de Blasio is double downing, saying this mandate will save lives. And so the studies that people want out there and they want the media to cover are states like Florida, states like Texas that didn't have the mandates. Did cases go down anyway? They did. Whether there were mask mandates, whether there were vaccine mandates, some states might have improved quicker, but Delta cases are going down. They're going down even in states without the mandates. Now, you're going to hear in the news over the next few weeks that the Delta wave is subsiding considerably because of the vaccine mandates. That's why mandates have to be. And nobody's covering what happened in the states without the mandates. So I'm a fan of vaccines. I think vaccines are great. I think they are working. But the fact that some people are going to need four shots total, where the CDC is talking about a fourth booster, there's lapses in that. You know, yesterday we spoke about repurposed drugs, how fluvoxamine, brand name Luvox, is an antidepressant OCD medication that has been found to prevent severe COVID. Multiple studies have found it to prevent severe COVID. Ivermectin, multiple studies have suggested ivermectin to be useful. You know, eventually how we are going to handle the COVID pandemic is we're going to have vaccines, but we also are going to need medications that people can access. And if they access those medications and can take them and prevent hospitalization, that is going to eventually get COVID out of here. Or another COVID strain is going to compete with one of the other strains and just kind of, you know, kind of like Godzilla and King Kong. Knock it out. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Pope Francis met with President Joe Biden at the Vatican Friday. At the meeting, the two had a 75-minute conversation that was both professional, touching on issues such as climate change, and personal, with Mr. Biden saying the Pope told him he was a good Catholic and should keep taking communion.
I'm just talking about the fact that he was happy that he was a good Catholic. And he said that you should keep receiving communion.
Mr. Biden has been under pressure from conservative bishops in the U.S. over his support for abortion rights and same-sex marriage, which they argue disqualifies him from receiving communion. A political group took credit late Friday for sending five men dressed in white and holding tiki torches to a campaign stop for Virginia's Republican gubernatorial nominee Glenn Youngkin, attempting to tie the candidate to white supremacists. This is USA Radio News. A tenured Rutgers University professor is facing backlash on social media after making a slew of disparaging comments against white people over the course of several years, but the college that employs her hasn't said a word. In her most recent tirade, Dr. Brittany Cooper told The Root's Michael Harriet in an online segment for the publication last month that white people are villains, and even celebrated a statistic depicting a decline in white birth rates.
I think that white people are committed to being villains in the aggregate. Right. The real sort of issue here, and I've heard people sort of say it, is one, I think that white people viscerally fear. It's not that white people don't know, right, what they have done. They know.
Her solution for addressing white supremacy would be to take them out. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts, a Republican, has signed an executive order barring state agencies from enforcing President Joe Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandates on state employees. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I just don't know why my nose is running. Maybe what I have to do is just one big nose blow. Problem is I blew my nose once on air. It was horrible. You guys did not want to hear that. So I'm going to kind of I'm going to try not to blow my nose on air. Okay, so we have Halloween coming up. I love Halloween. Halloween is one of my favorite holidays. I don't know what I'm going to be for Halloween. You know, I have a tiara, so maybe I'll be a princess. I don't know. I'm not very creative, and the reason why is I'm probably going to be wearing my Dallas Cowboy jerseys because there's a Dallas Cowboy game. You can't be having Halloween when there's football. Although, maybe what we're going to do is maybe not go to a party, but maybe have the football game outside on the patio area, and then we just sit there, and then we eat the candy, and then which, by the way, I bought a whole box of candy. I bought it online because the store candy is so expensive. Chocolate prices went up considerably, and I like to give out the chocolate. I don't like to give out the Dum Dums and the 1 cent bubble gums where the flavor only lasts 2 seconds. I don't like that. So I like to give out the Hershey's chocolate. Well, the problem is we have Hershey's chocolate, and so I think I have a bunch of the chocolate here. No, maybe I don't. Maybe I ate it all already. Yeah, anyway, I know. Well, so anyway, I'm out of the chocolate, so I don't know what we're going to be passing out. Maybe pennies. I remember in the 80s, I was trick-or-treating, and somebody gave us pennies, and I was so ticked. And my parents, and mind you, we were so poor. My parents are like, what are you talking about? These are pennies. This is money. I'm like, I can't buy anything with a penny. They're like, you're stupid. So, you know, maybe I'll pass out dollar bills. The problem is that there's like a lot of kids. And I don't know what I'm going to do. But anyway, if you remember last year, the CDC did not recommend we go trick-or-treating. They also didn't want us to shout. Remember they said shouting was a bad idea? And so for Halloween, they recommended virtual Halloween parties, a virtual costume contest, decorating the house, and watching a Halloween movie. Well, you missed the point. The whole point of trick-or-treating is to allow your kids, you know, their one shot a year chance to be criminals. Kids get to blackmail an innocent family for food. And then if not, they threaten vandalism. That's what trick-or-treat is. And kids dig that. Kids also get to be in the street. They get to cross the street. Kids usually don't get to cross the street. So they get to cross the street. They get to vandalize. They get to demand things from their neighbors. Any rule kids were told that they aren't allowed to break, they get to break on Halloween. It's like the best holiday of the year. So the CDC actually, interestingly, now that last year, let me just put this into perspective. Last year, they did not recommend a lot of the festivities. Not that kids were getting COVID to a high degree, but because of the adults. So last year, they were not that happy about trick-or-treating. This year, they have definitely beefed up the media attention on kids and COVID. And kids and their medical conditions. And kids and death. Why? Because we're having a rollout now of the pediatric vaccine. So then when I look to see, well, then, man, I'm sure now the Halloween guidance is going to be even stricter than last year. It's not. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky said as long as people are spread out, she sees no reason why trick-or-treating can't happen. So why couldn't trick-or-treating have happened last year? I mean, what did we learn differently this year than last year? So looks like I think people didn't like the blowback, so they're being able to now, I guess, move on and trick-or-treat. So the CDC does have some suggestions, okay? And this is for holiday. What they did is last year they actually had Easter, they had Halloween, they had Thanksgiving, Christmas. They had sections of their guidance completely separate for each holiday. Now it's just for any holiday. So they say protect those not yet eligible for vaccination by getting yourself and other eligible people around them vaccinated. Wear well-fitting masks over your nose and mouth if you are in public indoor settings. Now, if you remember last year, they said be careful with the masks. Kids were being forced to wear masks
under their other Halloween masks. That's dangerous. And we had to say, make sure to breathe. And I think even the CDC added something saying, look, you got to make sure you kick a breathe with all these masks that the kid is wearing. And remember, the kid wasn't allowed to shout. So the kid couldn't shout if they were becoming hypoxic. So they wanted to avoid crowded, poorly ventilated spaces. If you're having sick, don't attend the gathering. Get tested. If you're not fully vaccinated, must travel. CDC's domestic travel and international policy has recommendations for unvaccinated people. So basically, the guidance is very generic. It's the same thing. But I have other sorts of guidance for Halloween, because even before COVID, Halloween is one of the deadliest holidays for kids. And it's because they're zigzagging in and out of traffic. And I'm glad Halloween is on a weekend, but for those of us who are Dallas Cowboy fans or Viking fans, we're going to be racing home to watch the game. We're going to be racing home to get the kids ready for Halloween or to go trick-or-treating ourselves. And that race home, you know, it could be daylight. It could be sundown, you know, starting to sundown, and people think we're good because it's not nighttime, and that's when the youngest kids go trick-or-treating. So you need to really slow your roll, drive super slow, and be prepared. So 160,000 injuries occur on Halloween on this day each year. 7,300 fatalities are reported annually by the National Safety Council. And Halloween is the deadliest for pediatric pedestrians. In fact, people have petitioned the White House to make Halloween on a Saturday night. This way, less people are coming home from work. People could sleep in the next day. I don't know if the White House is going to do that. I'm still working on the daylight savings time issue, but I think I do want to work on that. I like the idea of Halloween being on a Saturday night, because a Tuesday night Halloween is a mess. But you need to make sure that your child's mask is, and this is advice I gave way before the pandemic, your child has to breathe. So all this crap being over their face, you know, and in their mouth, you need to make sure your child could breathe. This was pre-pandemic advice. So you need to watch that. Also, a lot of kids cut themselves making the jack-o'-lanterns. So those jack-o'-lanterns, those pumpkins, you know, make sure the kids are using knives that are appropriate. Make sure the knives aren't wet. Make sure the pumpkin isn't wet. And then you don't necessarily have to use candles. Use glow sticks. And if your kid's like, no, I want a candle, I want fire. If you get the multiple colored glow sticks, you could say, you see, there's a blue jack-o'-lantern. Ooh, that one is looking orange. That one's looking green. Talk them into using glow sticks or even flashlights, and that can make the jack-o'-lantern cool so you don't have a fire hazard. Because these kids, when they trick-or-treat, they run up to the door, they kick over the pumpkin, and then the fire can go all over the place. So that's what I recommend. Any makeup or spray on, make sure you do a test today on the arm skin, because if they're going to react by this weekend, the last thing you want to do is guinea pig their face before you put it on their face. Avoid long costumes like ghost themed because your child could trip. Use bright colored costumes or put a belt of glow sticks on the back or reflective tape. My kids used to say that. I used to make them wear glow sticks. They tried to be Batman. Batman doesn't have glow sticks, Mom. I'm like, yeah, but I can't see your stupid ass. I can't see you because you're in all black and it's dark outside. I don't want to wear a glow stick, Mom. So then I would just flash a flashlight on their tushies, you know, behind them trick-or-treat. I go, there's my kids. And I would trick-or-treat with them. Oh, man, I was all over that. Avoid costume contact lenses. There was a 27-year-old girl from Seattle, Washington, that when she took out her contact lens and ripped off the cornea. We'll talk about that. Use the sidewalk. Don't let the kids, you know, zigzag. Parents, don't trick or drink. I know we talk about that a lot. No eating candy till you get home is a great rule, because then you get to steal some. And then use walkie-talkies. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
On the Dr.
Dr. Dolly, your show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So have any of you guys seen a customer get nasty because another employee asked them about a mask or this vaccination mandate in California? I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So about maybe 6 months ago, even actually I think a year ago, I had told you that I don't think people are going to want to come back to work while the mandates are in play because it's scary. You don't want to tick off a customer. You don't want a customer getting mad at you. And when security guards were getting stabbed or shot or I forget it was a Waffle House. I think it was a Waffle House in the South where the chef is like, hey, man, you got to wear a mask. And then he got attacked and shot. You know, I remember we spoke about going, I don't see why employees would want to come back. And I think my advice to any teenager right now, just speaking from a mom, is don't work anywhere where you are going to be forced to accost customers about masks or their vaccine status. I just think it's too dangerous. So did you guys hear about this? There was a teenager who worked at Sesame Place. Yeah, can you tell me how to get to Sesame Street? Well, apparently it's a place called Sesame Place where there's rides. And there was a couple, Shakira Bonds and Troy McCoy. Shakira's 32, Troy is 41. Well, they were approached in August 2020 by a teenage employee, reminding them of the park's mask policy and how the policy is face coverings at all times had to be worn in public spaces. This was in Langhorne, 26 miles out of Philly. From what we understand, the kid got jumped. And she was actually knocked unconscious. McCoy got off the ride, threatened to teach the employee a lesson, according to the news release. During that confrontation, both McCoy and Bond struck the employee in the face, knocking him to the ground. While on the ground, the teen lost consciousness, and McCoy continued to strike him. Prosecutors said the altercation left the teenage worker with a broken jaw. All because of a flippin' mask mandate that teen didn't even write. All he did is take a minimum wage job, I don't know what he was getting paid, to work during the summer. And he almost gets killed. If I was his mama, I would be suing everybody. So Troy McCoy has been sentenced to 5 to 10 years in prison. Shakira Bonds sentenced to 4 to 23 months in prison, according to court documents. CNN reached out to Sesame Place but has not heard back. The Sesame Place employee saw McCoy waiting in line for a ride, asked him to wear his mask because that's what these employees are being forced to do. McCoy got ticked, began yelling at him, so the teen walked away to avoid a confrontation. But then hours later, the teen ran into that same couple at another ride. And so McCoy got off the ride and started beating on him. A Bucks County jury found McCoy and Bonds of the Bronx guilty. So they were from New York, guilty on July 9th. It was a 4-day trial in front of President Judge Wallace Bateman of Bucks County. And they say the suggestion that Mr. McCoy punched a Sesame Place employee merely because the employee asked him to wear a mask is absurd. Mr. McCoy had completely disengaged with this employee and walked away from the area. By all accounts, he did not enter back into the fray until the mother of his children became engaged in a physical confrontation with the same employee. So they're trying to blame the employee of being involved in this. I don't know how big the employee was, but anyway, the teenager underwent surgery for a fractured jaw and injuries to his teeth. So McCoy was convicted of aggravated assault, reckless endangerment, simple assault, harassment, and disorderly conduct. He will be eligible for parole. Now, remember, a flight attendant was assaulted, was hit twice, and the news outlet said it had nothing to do with masks. They were wrong. It did. The passenger that was assaulted, or a passenger assaulted the flight attendant on an American Airlines that was bound from New York to California, had to be diverted to Denver, and now we're being told by NPR it was over a mask requirement. The passenger was removed from flight 976 that was heading to Santa Ana, California, taken into custody. They said the man was drinking. And by the way, the more of you idiots that start to punch people when you're drinking on a plane, they're not allowing drinks on planes and flights, which really, really stinks, especially like me. Hubby got me a ticket on Southwest Airlines, got me some free vouchers in case I wanted to whatever, paid extra for them, and they said, sorry, no alcohol. Why? Because you have idiots that are assaulting flight attendants. So I get it. But they say the man was drinking, and then he didn't want to wear a mask, so he punched a female flight attendant, he broke her nose, and sent her to the hospital. So my recommendation to government officials, to Biden, to anybody who is mandating and forcing employers that are forcing their employees to be law enforcement, to stop this now. If you want mask mandates, which are, I mean, I see what people have on their face. I just don't get it. Give people N95 respirators if they want them. But if you, as a president or Department of Transportation Security or I don't know, with the FAA, if you want a mask mandate, then you supply the law enforcement. You cannot have a teenager working at Sesame Place deputized to administer and enforce a mandate. The kid ended up with a broken jaw, almost died. This flight attendant having to be hospitalized because of a stupid mask mandate. If you guys want the mask mandates, fine, but have other law enforcement enforce it. Let there be an officer who walks up to somebody at the 99-cent store or at the Starbucks or at the Walmart or at the Waffle Grill and say, sir, you need to wear a mask. Now, some of you are saying, Dr. Dahlia, that's unrealistic. There's just too many businesses. You know, the employers have to mandate it. I know a lot of employers. They don't know martial arts. They can't protect themselves from a flying fist. All right? We can't protect ourselves. I told my staff, I go, look, have everything the governor wants on the doors. Let people know. But if at all you think your life is in jeopardy, your life comes first. I don't give a damn about a mask. I mean, we can't have people getting killed, people getting assaulted when they're not cops. None of my employees carry a weapon. None of them are armed security guards. So how can you expect somebody who works front desk to take on somebody who could be 6'5", who could have, athletic abilities to knock him out in one punch? I just don't get it. I don't get it. So I'm glad this couple got arrested, but I wouldn't be surprised if this is also leading to the labor shortage. And I'd like to also hear from anybody who is, and they could be anonymous, if they aren't working, is one of the reasons why you're not working that you just don't want to be unsafe? You don't want to be dealing with customers who get pissed off. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You're tired of high.